You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imquinto Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. And indeed, a very good morning, boys and girls. What do we say today? We say, don't we? Yes, we do. We say WTW, welcome to Wednesday, as we're making our way through the middle of the week. Welcome to The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D. We're on 89.3, of course, Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. Most of the time. Let's start off, as we like to these days, looking at a few items of entertainment news, which is relevant to today's day, the 20th of April. Let's go back to the year 1912. Let's start with Fenway Park. That's how they say it up there. I was told that. Fenway Park up in Boston there opened as the home of the Boston Red Sox. 1916, Chicago's Wrigley Field held its first Cubs game with the first National League game. This was at the ballpark. The Cubs beat the Cincinnati Reds 7-6 in 11 innings. And lastly for the moment, 1926, Western Electric and Warner Brothers, they announced Vitaphone. No, it's not a vitamin. It is a natural fact, or it was, a process that added sound to film.
Morning in the morning.
Buenos
días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Get yourself some cheap sunglasses. Was a cheap sunglasses.
Thank you. the choice is up to you, cause they come in two classes. Got some shades of cheap sunglasses.
There we go, going back to 1979 with that one. What a great way to start a Wednesday morning. Wearing a pair of cheap sunglasses. A single from ZZ Top off of their 1979 album, which was called Dig Oweyo. And the song captures many of the sounds and beats for which ZZ Top, well, they're famous for, isn't it? And it's also featured on the Greatest Hits collection, ZZ Top's Greatest Hits. By the way, in addition, a live version of the song appears on Chrome, Smoke and Barbecue. The, it says here, and Rancho Texicano. ZZ Top, what a great way to start a Wednesday morning. Oh, we need Judas Priest. Is it? Yes, Judas Priest here on this morning's breakfast show. Living After Midnight. That's it, Judas Priest and Living After Midnight. Judas Priest, of course, English heavy metal band formed in Birmingham, and that was back in 1969. They've sold over 50 million copies of their album, by the way, and frequently ranked as one of the greatest metal bands of all time. Now, despite an innovative and pioneering body of work in the latter half of the 1970s, the band had struggled with indifferent record production and a lack of major commercial success until the year 1980, when they rose to commercial success with the album British Steel, which is where that track comes from, Living After Midnight. So far, the program seems to be reasonably respectable. Respect. And there we go, that is respectable. Indeed, that's what we're trying to be here on this morning's programme. Mel and Kim. A little bit of a sad story there, Mel and Kim. They were a British pop duo. They consisted of sisters Melanie and Kim Appleby, now originally managed by Alan Whitehead. They achieved success, that was between 1986 and 1988. Not long, is it? This was before Melanie died of pneumonia in January of 1990. This was at the age of just 23. The duo reached number one in the UK singles chart with their 1987 single, guess what that was, Respectable, which also topped the US dance chart for them as well. They had three other top UK hits in the top 10, in actual fact, Showing Out and Get Fresh with the Weekend, that's what the long title, and FLM, 1987 was when that was released, and that's the way it is in 1988, and they were nominated in 1988 for a Brit Award for Best British Breakthrough Act. After Mel's death, Kim embarked on a solo career and had two UK top 10 hits with Don't Worry in 1990 and Glad, GLAD in 91. That's it. That's nicely brought us, by the way, to this. It's 15 minutes exactly after the hour of 6 o'clock. Time to put you in the shower and get you on your way to work this morning. Here's a nice little track to sort of bop around to in the shower this morning. I remember when it first came out and I saw this great great video on YouTube with them all dancing in a little village in Africa. Hosalema.
Jerusalem,
Go, yes, all in the shower this morning. A little dilemma, Master KQ featuring Nonsebo. Great song to say. The video went nice. That was the first sort of introduction I had to that song. Was sort of hunting around some videos and came across it. And I said, they're dancing in this village. What was great that they were sort of sitting there eating their lunch with their plates, and off they went to dance, still eating off their plates. Great video. Check it out if you can. YouTube. Time on the Breakfast Show, keep your eye on the time. We are 21 and a half minutes exactly. That's after the hour of 6 o'clock, according to the studio clock this morning. And it is Wednesday. What do we do on Wednesday? Well, normally we speak to Andreas, don't we? Andreas Clementi. All being well, he'll be with us in the 8 o'clock hour today, and we'll be talking about what he's been to watch at the movies.
You love me no longer, I know, and maybe there is nothing that I can do to make you do. Mom tells me I shouldn't bother, that I ought to stick to another man, a man that surely deserves me, but I think you do. So I cry and I pray and I beg for you to love me, say that you love me, fool me, go on and fool me, love me, pretend that you love me, be
with Jerry D.
That is Mr. Eddie Money there, and Think I'm in Love. Right, time on the Breakfast Show, 28 minutes, that's after the hour of 6 o'clock, we're on 89.3 Call FM. Great to have you with us, it is a Wednesday morning, it is Wednesday, it is the 20th of April. Bit of a special day, tell you more about that later on.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block! They've got your back.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Time on the breakfast show, exactly 6 o'clock, or if you'd rather now, just a few seconds before 29 minutes before the hour of 7. Now, let's take a look at some of the local news headlines for this morning. The Ministry of Health's report for Tuesday that there are now 479 new COVID-19 infections reported in the last 24 hours. 7,176 tests were applied, returning a positivity of 6.7%. No deaths from the respiratory virus are recorded in the last 24 hours, which is good news. A cumulative total of 8,179 deaths now is maintained. There are currently 2,519 active cases in the country, divided into 2,441 in home isolation and 78 are hospitalised. Those in isolation, 2,422 are at home and 19 in the hospital, so-called hospital hotels. Those that are hospitalised are 68 in the wards and 10 in the intensive care units. Anthony Blinken and Alejandro Mayorkas, Secretaries of State and National Security for the United States, respectively, were received on Tuesday by the President of the Republic, Laurentino Cortizo. This is prior to their participation in a ministerial meeting on irregular migration in the region. And more about that, 8 and 9 o'clock this morning. A little bit more here, because the Presidency of the Republic, they received them, and President Cortizo, along with Foreign Minister Erica Moines, first received Mayorkas, and 10 minutes later, they repeated the scene to receive Blinken. With them was also the Vice President of the Republic and Minister of the Presidency, José Gabriel Carrizo. The journalistic unions and the media are working on the drafting of a bill to decriminalise the crimes of slander and insult and incorporate the concept of actual malice into the legislation. At its half-year meeting, the Inter-American Press Association, the IAPA, conveyed the sector's concern because in Panama, slander and insult continue to be penalised. There are no limits to the amounts of civil lawsuits and precautionary measures for alleged moral damages and the seizure of assets of goods owned by the media and users of social networks affect their operation and generate self-censorship. They do give a couple of examples. There's confusing arguments about alleged crimes such as gender-based violence, political violence and child abuse are being used to prosecute journalists or citizens. And in this regard, the lawsuit filed by the PRD deputy, Zulay Rodriguez, against Mauricio Valenzuela, a communicator for the Foco Panama digital site, is cited, accusing him of a crime against life and personal integrity in the form of psychological injuries. Well, the public ministry requested a dismissal on the grounds that there was no merit to accuse Valenzuela. And the report also recalls that the sequestration, this is promoted by former President Ernesto Perez Valladares on accounts and assets of Corporación La Prensa for $1.3 million, is still in force due to a civil proceeding for alleged damages caused by some publications of 12 years ago. The case is still in first instance, and this is possible because Panamanian civil law allows the plaintiff, without a ruling in his favour, to promote the freezing of media assets. The Korean consortium HPH joint venture, which is building Line 3 of the metro, will also design the tunnel that will allow the monorail to cross under the Panama Canal. In August of 2021, the design project had been awarded to another group of companies, which ultimately did not meet the requirements demanded by the government. Last March, the Minister of Public Works, Rafael Sabons, reported that HPH joint venture would be in charge of the construction of the underground section of Line 3, which will have an extension of 5 kilometres. In other words, they will now be in charge of the design and execution of the civil works. The Ministry of Economy and Finance and the Superintendency of Non-Financial Subjects launched the unique and private registry of final beneficiaries, a tool in which resident agents must upload information about the natural persons who control the legal structures registered in Panama. Hipólito Donoso, director in charge of the single registry of final beneficiaries, pointed out that the tool is already operational, in production mode, and that in a first phase it is working by invitation to resident agents, with an accompaniment by part of the authorities so that there are no errors in the loading of the information. And leaders of opposition political parties shared a table again on Tuesday in a restaurant in the capital city. This is the second meeting that they have held at a time when groups of independents are beginning to organize ahead of the 2024 general elections. Present at the meeting were José Blandón, president of the Panamanista Party, Rómulo Roux, president of Cambio Democrático, the CD, José Alberto Álvarez, president of the Social Independent Alternative Party of PAIS, and Daniel Breyer, president of the Popular Party. According to Blandón, for Panamanians, the most important issue is economics. Well, this group of parties met for the first time on the 13th of March, prior to a Panamanian convention. Now, neither the Realizing Goals Party nor the Otro Camino were present at the meetings. And on the 5th of April, the Vamos movement emerged. This is a coalition of aspiring candidates for popular election for free application. The group is led by deputies Juan Diego Vázquez and Gabriel Silva. That's it. There we go. That's some of the things that we'll be looking at in a little bit more detail later on this morning at 8 and 9 o'clock. Time right now, to keep an eye on the time, we are 23 and a half minutes before 7 o'clock.
In the news. I'm foolish, maybe I'm blind, thinking I can see through this and see what's behind. Got no way to prove it, so maybe I'm lying. But I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put your blame on me. Don't put your blame on me. Take a look in the mirror, what do you see? Do you see it clearer, or are you deceived in what you believe? 'Cause I'm only human after all, and you're only human after all. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put your blame on me. My opinion, don't ask me to lie and beg for forgiveness for making you cry, for making you cry. 'Cause I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put your blame on me. Don't put the blame on me. I'm only human after all. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put the blame on me. I'm only human. I do what I can. I'm just a man. I do what I can. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put your blame on me.
What a great voice. He's got the Rag and Bone Man and Human. Before that, it was The Sweet and New York Groove. Time on The Breakfast Show, 16 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock. And tell you what I'm going to be doing before 8 o'clock this morning. I'm going to ask you a few questions. In fact, there are 6 possible questions, but I will ask you 3 questions. It's all to do with a great thing. Rum. Yes, Pedro Mandinga rum. Now, what we're doing, we're just sort of basically continuing to celebrate our 12-year anniversary. And Pedro Mandinga have kindly invited us to go along to a distillery tasting tomorrow. This is Pedro Mandinga's distillery here. It's in the city, in the La Losaria area. And what we're going to do is we're going to ask you, say, 3 questions or 6 possible answers that, or 6 possible questions I could ask. I'll ask you 3. And it's all to do with Pedro Mandinga and the rum. And things like Pedro Mandinga. Who was Pedro Mandinga? Well, he was a legendary figure in Panamanian history. He was chief of the Cimarrones, who built small hidden towns along the Caribbean coast. Yeah, Pedro was a brave and skillful leader with a deep knowledge of the inhospitable territory where he found himself, and acted, by the way, this is something I didn't know, he acted as a guide and a partner to Sir Francis Drake. Isn't that amazing? And Pedro Mandinga rum. Mandinga rum. Okay, what is the main ingredient? Well, in actual fact, it is Mangadinga is distilled from sugar mill scraps made by hand in small quantities in the Boquete area. Now, do you know which other country or countries Artisanal, there we go. Artisanal, I'm having a problem with the teeth this morning. Artisanal rum is distilled with scraps, okay? Any other country where artisanal rum is distilled with scraps? Guess what? It's only in Panama. Do you know how many Pedro Mandinga stores there are in Panama? I give you a clue. It is more than one. Could be less than three. Casco Viejo, and the second one is in Via Argentina. Do you know what material is alembic where Pedro Mandinga rum is distilled? It's easy. Well, it's not easy. You've got to know about it first, but it's the copper in the still, because it's beneficial, because it helps remove chemicals from the distillation that they don't want, things like sulfides that can give acidy flavors. So it helps to have a distillate of higher quality and better flavors. All right, so that's another possible question for you. Do you know how many types of rums Pedro Mandinga offers? That one you can look it up. All right, I'll give you a clue. One, two, three, four, five of them. Got three of them in here. I'm going to be asking you questions about Pedro Mandinga rum. We're going to do it all before 8 o'clock this morning, because I know a lot of you are in the cars taking the kids to school and things like that, so I don't want you to miss out. And the winner is going to be, two of us, able to join myself and Yaz, going along to the distillery tomorrow evening, 6 o'clock, Thursday, 6 o'clock. That's going to be fun. Learn all about the making of the rum, and no doubt there'll be a little bit to have a taste. Also very important, time on the breakfast show. 13 before the hour of 7. Belinda Carlisle. Melinda Carlisle and Leave a Light On, please. Time on the Breakfast Show. We're just coming to 8.5 minutes, and that's before 7 o'clock. Good morning. Couple of good mornings. Good morning to Mary Lou. She said good morning to us. Bright and breezy this morning, as always. Have a good trip to the office today. Also, Felipe, good morning to you. He sort of sent me in and says, did you know? Probably not. I don't know a lot. Says, did you know? For your information, Mandinga is a nickname of the devil. Yep, indeed. He says, in that case, Pedro Mandinga, a.k.a. Pedro the Devil. He's not a good fellow, I'd presume. I don't know, he seemed to do some fairly good things. Say, if he's a friend of Francis Drake, he can't be all bad. Although, I think it's strange, because I think in this part of the world, you consider Francis Drake to be a pirate. Whereas, of course, in the UK, over in England, in the days of, was it Queen Elizabeth, he was quite a hero, you know. Oh well, Lifegoeson, according to Noah and the Whale. Life goes on.
Lisa likes brandy and the way it hits her lips. She's a rock and roll survivor with pendulum hips. She's got deep brown eyes that have seen it all. Working at a nightclub that was called The Avenue, the barman used to call her Little Lisa Looney Tunes. She went down on almost anyone. But from the hard time living till the Chelsea days, from when her hair was sweet blonde till the day it turned gray, she said, Lifegoeson, you got more than money and sense, my friend. You got heart, and you go in your own way. Lifegoeson, what you don't have now will come back again. You got heart, and you're going your own way. Some people wear the history like a map on their face, and Joey was an artist just living out a case, but his best work was his letters home. Extended works of fiction about imaginary success, when chorus girls and neon were his closest thing to friends. But to a writer, the truth is no big deal. And from the hard time living to the sleepless nights and the black and blue body from the weekend fights, he'd say, Lifegoeson, got more than money and sense, my friend. You got heart, and you're going your own way. Lifegoeson, what you don't have now will come back again. You got heart, and you're going your own way. On my last night on earth, I won't lift to the sky. Just breathe in the air and blink in the light. Lifegoeson, got more than money and sense, my friend. You got heart, and you're going your own way. Lifegoeson, what you don't have now will come back again. You got heart, and you're going your own way. Lifegoeson, got more than money and sense, my friend. You got heart, and you're going your own way. Lifegoeson, what you don't have now will come back again. You got heart, and you're going your own way. We'll be right back.
beautiful landing lights coming from The Weeknd.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentra 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
What's up, what's up? Your car won't start, you can't travel and breaks your heart. Valet Motors will fix it or get the parts. Just call 6431-0419 and your car will be fine with Valet Motors.
Valet Motors.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Absolutely. Time on The Breakfast Show, 1 minute after the hour of 7 o'clock. We're going to take a look at some of the international news for this Wednesday morning. Russia gave Ukrainian fighters holding out in Mariupol a new ultimatum to surrender by Wednesday afternoon as it pushed for a decisive victory in its offensive in the east, while Western governments promised to give Ukraine more military help. Thousands of Russian troops backed by artillery and rocket barrages were attempting to advance in what Ukrainian officials have called the Battle of the Donbass, a final push by Moscow to seize two eastern provinces it claims on behalf of separatists. French President Emmanuel Macron and far-right challenger Marine Le Pen will face off on Wednesday in a debate which could be decisive in the tight race to decide who will run the country for the next 5 years. For Le Pen, who is behind Macron in opinion polls ahead of Sunday's vote, it is all about showing that she has the stature to be president and convincing more voters that they should not fear seeing the far right in power. China's commercial capital of Shanghai reported no new COVID-19 infections outside quarantine areas in two districts on Wednesday, fanning hopes that the tide is turning on its pandemic battle, in some factories now beginning to return to work. State media trumpeted the resumption of production by electric car company Tesla at its Shanghai plant on Tuesday, after a halt of more than 3 weeks. Sri Lanka's Prime Minister Mahinda Rajapaksa said on Wednesday that he expects the police to properly investigate clashes with anti-government protesters that led to the first death in weeks of civil unrest over an economic crisis. Police fired live ammunition to scatter protesters on Tuesday in Rambukkana town. This is northeast of the commercial capital Colombo, killing one person and wounding a dozen. A British judge on Wednesday sent the case of Julian Assange to Interior Minister Priti Patel, who will decide whether the WikiLeaks founder should be extradited to the United States over the release of confidential US documents. The procedural step in what has been a long-running and high-profile legal battle was announced at a hearing in central London following a March decision to deny Australian-born Assange permission to appeal against his extradition. China's aviation authority said on Wednesday that the black boxes of a China Eastern Airlines Boeing 737-800 jet that crashed last month were severely damaged, and it was still recovering and analysing the data to help determine the cause. In a statement regarding the preliminary report into the crash that killed 132 people, the Civil Aviation Administration of China did not make public any information from the flight data recorder and cockpit boxes, the voice recorder as well, that was sent to Washington for analysis. So both of them, it sounds, were pretty badly damaged. President Joe Biden will convene top U.S. military leaders on Wednesday in an annual White House gathering that takes on special significance as the war on Ukraine enters a risky new phase and the United States plans more military aid. A variety of topics will be discussed by Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, General Mark Milley, the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and senior military leaders, a National Security Council spokesperson has said. The event includes a formal West Wing meeting as well as a dinner in the President's residence with leaders and their spouses afterwards. And the Solomon Islands' decision to sign a security pact with China will not hurt or undermine peace and harmony in the region, Prime Minister Manashe Sogavare told Parliament on Wednesday. Sogavare confirmed that the pact had been signed by foreign ministers from the two countries a day after China announced the signing of a regular news briefing in Beijing. The move, days before a White House delegation, including Indo-Pacific coordinator Kurt Campbell, is to arrive in Honiara, has heightened concerns in Canberra about the potential for Chinese military presence less than 2,000 kilometres away. And Denmark is in talks with Rwanda about setting up a new procedure for transferring asylum seekers to the East African nation, mirroring a similar move made by Britain, announced just last week. Denmark, which has gained notoriety in the last decade for its increasingly harsh immigration policies, passed a law last year that allows refugees arriving in Danish soil to be moved to asylum centres in a partner country. And lastly, Sister Alphonsine Sisa spends most of her day in gumboots, white veil tucked under a builder's hat, manning the micro hydroelectric plant that she built to overcome daily electricity cuts in her town of Miti in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. She works around the clock with a team of nuns and engineers, greasing machinery and checking the dials of a generator that is fed from a nearby reservoir and lights up a convent, church, two schools and a clinic free of charge. Without the plant, residents would only have electricity 2 or 3 days a week for a few hours. There's a good bit of initiative for you and a nice little story ending some of those other terrible things in the news. That's it, 7 minutes now. That's after the hour of 7 o'clock on The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM. Just joined us. Good morning. It's Wednesday, the 20th of April. There we go, Kim Wilde, and that's Love Blonde. Time 11 after 7, and just to let you know again, the two winners of two tickets, that's two tickets each, to go to Macrofest. We've got Yamani Kora, congratulations to you, and the other one, I like the way this is done, Too Sad to Be Cool. There we go. You're never too sad. You can always be cool, doesn't matter how sad you are. Look at me. Congratulations and enjoy. Taking a rummage around some music last night, I came across this one, which I hadn't heard before, so I got a copy of it. It comes from Muse. It's called Uprising. Sounds a little bit like the beginning of Doctor Who, doesn't it, really? Just noticed that.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
I don't need nobody but you. know that I already know.
24/7 got you on my mind.
There we go. That was Clean Bandit and Mabel. And that was called, TikTok. Yes, TikTok. A bit like that TikTok. That's that social media thing, isn't it? Right, I'll tell you what. Here is first, we're going to do a first question. So I want you to make a note, all right? I want you to make a note of the answer because I'm going to give you three questions between now and 8 o'clock. And the person who gives me the three correct answers... we'll be able to join Yasmin and myself to the distillery, the Mandinga, Pedro Mandinga Rum Distillery. It's in La Loseria. It's here in the city, so you don't have to go very far. Right, the first question is this. It's to do with Pedro Mandinga himself. He found himself and acted as a guide and a partner. To whom? Okay. The man, the gentleman himself, Pedro Mandinga, he found himself the guide and a partner. To whom? All right. So make a note of these, because what we're going to do is ask you three questions, and then when I've asked you the last one, the first person to come on the WhatsApp and give me the three correct answers will be able to join us for a rum tasting and learning how it's made. All right. So... let's take a look, shall we, and see what's happening with the weather for this Wednesday. Now, let's start off, as we do, Costa Rica in the province of Colón. 31 degrees Celsius will be the maximum temperature over there today, with 24 the minimum. Temperatures have come down a bit, thank you, from yesterday, 36 degrees Celsius. The thermal sensation with relative humidity at 78%. And it's going to be partially cloudy during the course of this morning. Chance of some stormy rain in the afternoon and back to being partially cloudy to tonight. Moving over to west of Panama, we have got 31 degrees Celsius being the maximum temperature, 23 the minimum, thermal sensation at 37 degrees Celsius and 79% relative humidity. Okay, all right, so there we go. Partially cloudy this morning. And this afternoon, isolated showers coming in during the course of the afternoon and also tonight as well. Moving along the coast to us here in the metropolitan area, let's see what's happening for us today. 31 degrees Celsius, maximum temperature 24 degrees, the minimum 37 degrees Celsius. That's the thermal sensation for today. Our relative humidity a little bit higher at 80%. Cloudy during the course this morning, although I can tell you from experience right now it's partially cloudy because we're getting some sunshine. Chance of stormy rains during the course of the afternoon and isolated showers tonight. Now, let's take a look out into the Gulf of Panama, 31 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, 24 degrees, the minimum, 37, the thermal sensation. Relative humidity out there, they're a little bit higher at 85%. Chance of rain during the course of this morning, storms in the afternoon, and isolated showers to tonight. Now, moving on to maritime conditions, we're going to start off with the tides for today. I know a few of you like to make a note of these. Starting on the Pacific, we've got low tide. That was at 12.05 this morning, just after midnight. That was minus 0.4 of a metre. High tide, that will be, or was rather, 6.17 this morning, just under the 5-metre mark at 4.91 metres. Low tide again, 12.21. And that'll be flat at zero. And the last high tide, that will be at 6.31 tonight, and that will be just over the 5-metre mark at 5.03 metres. Okay, now let's take a look at the Caribbean for today. High tide, that was at 3.14 this morning. That was 0.37 of a metre. Low tide will be at 11.19 this morning, minus 0.15 of a metre. High tide again, 5.50, late afternoon, that's 10 to 6, that'll be 0.06 of a metre. Low tide, the last one will be at 8.34 tonight, and that'll be 0.03 of a metre. So there you go, there are the tides for today. Now let's take a look and see what the sea conditions are. If you're thinking of going out onto the water today, always do it with caution. On the Caribbean coast, we've got good conditions for this morning. Light winds, just a breeze at 10 to 14 kilometres an hour coming from the west-southwest during the course of the morning. Waves, just 1 foot. In the afternoon, you still have good conditions prevailing. We've got 14 to 16 kilometre an hour winds, changing direction to northwesterly in the afternoon. Waves, they're going to be at 2 feet. Now, let's take a look for this morning. Over here on the Pacific coast, good conditions for this morning. Again, light breeze, 8 to 10 kilometre an hour, coming from the northwest on this side during the course of the morning, and waves just at 1 foot. In the afternoon, we still have good conditions, 8 to 10 kilometres an hour wind coming from the northwest, with waves at 1 foot. So not really much of a change there, is there? And that's it. There's your weather report for this morning.
It simply has no rules. I never took the time out or paid it any mind. It didn't matter win or lose. Since I met you, things have changed. Cloudy skies are brighter days. Even fate has turned my way. What a to bet it all on you and let the chips fall where they may. Now I'm the lucky one, I'll always be the lucky one, as long as you are close to me. Like a gambling man who always holds a winning hand, losing just a thought I can't conceive. And I surrender willingly. Now I'm the lucky one, I'll always be the lucky one, since I have you close to me. Brothers take their vows, many times I've wondered how they say those words so easily. Did that happiness hide their loneliness? Were the things I couldn't see? I may never understand what would make a man think he found the one he needs. But I don't question why, I just believe you are close to me. Like a gambling man who
just a thought I can't conceive. The world's a better place. One look at you is all it takes, and I surrender willingly. Now I'm the lucky one. I'll always be the lucky one, since I have you close to me.
There we go, Raoul Marlow there, and lucky one. And tell you what, that is bringing us down towards the bottom of the hour.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block, they've got your back.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
And time on The Breakfast Show, exactly 7:30 the hour of 7 o'clock. Let's take a look at some of the business headlines for this morning. Many recent trends seem to be accelerating across financial markets this morning, with notably the dollar climbing to a fresh two-decade peak against the yen, while the benchmark 10-year Treasury yields are now a whisker from 3%. The rhetoric from US Federal Reserve officials is getting more hawkish by the day, pushing up expectations for interest rate hikes, while at the same time the Bank of Japan stepped into the market again to defend its ultra-low rate policy. The Bank of Japan just offered to buy an unlimited amount of 10-year Japanese government bonds at 0.25% in its third move since February to defend its yield target. In the Eurozone, Germany's benchmark 10-year bond yield remains in striking distance of 1%, its highest since July of 2015, as investors brace for European Central Bank to tighten monetary policy in order to tame rising inflation. Meanwhile, the resurgent COVID-19 pandemic continues to take its toll on Chinese equities. The CS 1300 index and the Shanghai Composite Index are down over 1% after the central bank surprisingly kept its benchmark lending rates unchanged, despite frequent government pledges to support a slowing economy. In Europe, stocks futures are slightly higher as the first quarter earnings seasons bring some comforting news, with notably ASML Holdings, a key supplier to computer chip makers, reporting net income ahead of expectations. And results from France's cosmetics group, L'Oreal, food group Danone, and Heineken also seem to support the view that most companies are managing so far to weather the Ukrainian crisis. Oil prices rebounded on Wednesday as a drop in US oil inventories and concerns over tighter supplies from Russia and Libya drove a recovery from the previous session's sharp losses. Brent crude futures rose 66 cents or 0.6% to $107.91 a barrel, and this was by 9:48 GMT this morning. The front month WTI crude futures contract, which expires on Wednesday, rose 78 cents or 0.8% to $103.34, while the second month contract gained 69 cents to $102.74. The two main benchmarks had fallen by 5.2% in volatile trading on Tuesday after the International Monetary Fund cut its forecast global growth forecast by nearly a full percentage point, citing the economic impact of Russia's war in Ukraine and warning that inflation had become a clear and present danger for many countries. Homeowners in small Chinese cities are battling a rare property market downdraft as buyers keeping away, eroding the wealth of millions in a blow to already brittle consumer confidence in the world's second largest economy. Smaller cities have been hammered by falling home prices for 7 months in September. The latest tally of 70 major cities by China's Statistics Bureau has shown. Yet this contraction is just the tip of the iceberg. Netflix said that inflation, the war in Ukraine, and fierce competition contributed to a loss of subscribers for the first time in more than a decade, and predicted deeper losses ahead, marking an abrupt shift in fortune for a streaming company that thrived during the pandemic. The company said it lost 200,000 subscribers in its first quarter, falling well short of its forecast of adding 2.5 million subscribers. Suspending service in Russia after the Ukraine invasion took a toll, resulting in the loss of 700,000 members. Billionaire entrepreneur Elon Musk tweeted a series of dashes for a missing word, followed by, quote, "is the night," unquote. This was days after he offered to buy Twitter Inc. for $43 billion. The offer from Musk, who has hinted at the possibility of a hostile bid, has promoted the social media company to adopt a poison pill to protect itself. We're continuing with Twitter because Twitter Inc. co-founder Jack Dorsey took aim at the social media company's board in a series of tweets late on Monday as it weighs Elon Musk's $43 billion takeover offer. Jack Dorsey, who is also a Twitter board member, added to the chatter on the microblogging platform last week when he said that Twitter's board has consistently been a dysfunction of the company. This was in response to a tweet on Monday asking him why he did not do anything about it when he was the CEO of Twitter, where Dorsey expressed frustration at his limited ability to speak freely. So much to say, but nothing can be said, Dorsey tweeted. And lastly, German car supplier Continental AG has temporarily resumed tyre production for passenger cars at its Russian plant in Kaluga. It said on Tuesday this was to protect local workers who could otherwise face criminal charges. Continental said that the move was aimed at meeting local demand and in line with sanctions imposed on Moscow for its invasion of Ukraine, which Russia, of course, calls a special military operation. Our employees and managers in Russia face severe criminal consequences should we refrain from serving local demand, said Continental, adding that its products were made for civilian vehicles use as a matter of principle. And that's it. Those are some of the things that you can find in the international business for today at 23 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. That is Oasis up in the sky this morning. Right, let's say very talk about this morning. Let's say a very good morning to Mary Lou. Good morning to you, Mary Lou. Says she's already at work. Good grief, miracles happen. She does say she's on my way now. This was earlier on this morning, taking a different route. This one is always it always works, but cannot use it every day as it's more expensive. That reminds me of a little story about two traders in London, and they decided to try and find ways to save money. and they're coming up with these little competitions with each other's how, you know, who can save the most. And one of them came in this morning and says, "Hey Bill, good morning." He says, "You're not going to believe this." He says, "You won't be able to beat this." He says, "What's that?" He says, "I ran behind the bus this morning. I didn't get on it. I ran behind the bus and I saved £1.50. He said, "Wow." I said, "That's amazing." He said, "But that's nothing." He said, "Why?" I said, "Well, I saved £7.50. "Why?" He says, "I ran behind the taxi." All right, never mind. Anyway, Mary Lou has got to work this morning, and she asked if we could play a piece of music for her. It's this one from Stories, Brother Louie. We've already given one question on our Mandinga Run tasting for tomorrow. A couple of people to win the chance of joining us. After this, we'll have our second question. There we go. That's for Mary Lou this morning and Stories, Brother Louie. Breakfast show time, 14 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Now, the first question for our Mandingo Rum little contest this morning. What I want you to do is make a note of these three answers, and after the last one, you're going to write in to our WhatsApp number, which is 677-18822. That's our WhatsApp number, 677-18822. 677-18822. Make a note of that. That's our WhatsApp number. And when I've given you, after the last question, you can write in and give me the three answers. Now we've got six possible questions. I'm only going to ask you three. The first one was that Pedro Mandinga himself found himself a guide and a partner to somebody famous. Who was it? Now, the other question I've got to ask for you is, now, the main ingredient of Ron Pedro Mandingo, okay, is sugar mill scraps, okay? Ron Pedro Mandinga is distilled from sugar mill scraps made by hand in small quantities. All right, now, do you know, this is the question, which other countries artisanal rum is distilled with scraps? All right? Do you know which other countries artisanal rum is distilled with scraps? That's our second question. So make a note of the answer. I'm going to ask you one more question. It's all going to be done within the next 10 minutes. In fact, I'll ask the next question after our next piece of music. And then you can write me a note and tell me the answers. And the first person to get them correct is the one that will be able to join. You and a friend can join us at tour of the distillery and a little bit of tasting as well. This is the Pedro Mandinga distillery. It's in La Losoria. So it's in the city. It's not far to go. All right? So do join in. You never know. You could win again. Oh, that just happens to be what this Bee Gees song is called. You win again. 12 minutes before 8 o'clock. Go, yes, that's the Bee Gees, and you win again. Oh, I just dropped my pencil. Right, here is, I'm going to give you the last question. Thank you, yes. I'm going to give you the last question, and then you can write in to our WhatsApp number, 677-18822, with the answers of the three questions. I'm going to start again with the first question. Pedro Mandingo, this is the gentleman himself, he found himself acting as a guide and a partner to an important person. Who was it? Now, the second question was that, you know, Pedro Mandinga rum is distilled from sugar mill scraps, made by hand in small quantities. And what I want you to tell me is, do you know in which other countries artisanal rum is distilled with scraps? Okay? Which other country is artisanal rum distilled with scraps, if there are any? And the last question is this. How many types of rum does Pedro Mandinga offer? Okay? How many types of rum does Pedro Mandinga offer? If you want to be really clever, you can tell me what types of rum they are. But how many, if you can just give me the number. Do you know how many types of rums Pedro Mandinga offers? Okay, they're the three questions. All you got to do is drop us a little line on WhatsApp, 677-18822, with the correct answers. If nobody gets it, we're going to run through it all again in the next hour of this morning's program. Give somebody else a chance. By the way, knowing how to get in touch with us, that's easy. There are plenty of ways that you can keep up with us here on The Breakfast Show. Want to join in? You can WhatsApp us on 677-18822. Yes, 677-18822. It pops up right here on our screens in the studio. You can call us on 223-5162, where Yasmin is waiting to talk to you, English or Espanolish.
223-5162.
And if you're outside of Panama, just add that plus 507 in front of those numbers. TheBreakfastShow.com.pa and, of course, on social media.
Is anybody out there? Come here. Don't touch that dial.
Well, I love it to Spain, but I kinda like the music. See, the ladies are insane there. And they sure know how to use it. They don't abuse it, never gonna lose it. I can't refuse it. Well, I never been to England, but I kinda like the Beatles. Well, I get it for Las Vegas. Only made it out to Needles.
No Oklahoma, not Arizona.
There we go, Three Dog Night, and never been to Spain. Now, I tell you what, we've got two of the ladies, in natural fact, have come in this morning. And I tell you what, so close, but there's one that has risen to the top, and I tell you why. We've got Renee, and we've got Mary Lou. And let me just go through this. First of all, let me give you the answer. This is from Renee this morning. Firstly, Sir Francis Drake. This is quite correct. This is the famous person that Pedro Mandinga ended up working as a guide and assistant to, really, Sir Francis Drake. And now the second question was that Pedro Mandinga rum is made from scraps, from sugar mill scraps. The question was, do you know which other country's artisanal rum is distilled with scraps? The answer is, and this is correct here, it says none. It says Francis Drake, Panama is the only country to use sugar mill scraps. Now the last question was, do you know how many types of rums Pedro Mandinga offers? And I said, ideally just the number, but in actual fact it's 5. And I tell you what the answers are. I'm going to give it to, I'm going to tell you who I'm going to give it to in a minute. But Renee came in and said, we've got silver, which is correct, spice, which is correct, blend, which is correct. Then what is the next one is called geisha, which is what Renee said, which we would have accepted if somebody had said coffee. And the last one is cocoa, made with cocoa. And Renee got all of those correct. Now, Mary Lou, God bless, Sir Francis Drake was correct. No other place, only Panama is correct. And the last one, this is where Mary Lou sort of fell down, unfortunately. Spiced, I said cocoa and geisha. We were missing the blended and the silver. So in that case, sorry, Mary Lou, both of you were so quick as well. But Renee came in with the complete list of the types of rum. So Renee, Yasmin will be in touch with you, and we'll get all the information to you, tell you where it is, etc., etc. And that has brought us to the top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Yes, indeed. A big welcome back to The Breakfast Show, boys and girls, here on 89.3 at Cool FM. Still to come, we're going to be checking in with Andreas this morning, and we're going to be finding out what he's been watching in the movies. Also with Ingrid, before we link up with Andreas. Everyday story of country folk.
Coming back for more.
listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Each day and I end each night, but it gets really lonely when you're by yourself. Now where is love and who is love? I gotta know.
Gosh, that's going back in time, isn't it? Doesn't somebody want to be wanted? And that comes from, believe it or not, that comes from the Partridge Family. Time on The Breakfast Show. I think it's around about time for us to, well, link up with...
Good morning, Panama. Good morning,
you know who.
Yes, how you doing? It's Wednesday. It's hump day. It's humpity dump, humpity dump, humpity dump, dump, dump day. Hey, hey. Well, last night the mangoes decided to attack my solar lights. I have some... motion activated solar lights that are all around the house in order to save energy and to, you know, have some more protection. Well, last night one of those chunky lunky mangoes decided to perform suicide and dived off of the tree, boom, and hit my solar light. So I found it on the floor this morning when I went to go feed the putty tats. Yeah, I'm going to have to be fixing that. They're very useful, wonderful things. They last for, I'd say, about a year, 2 years. You get them all charged up and a little bit of movement and poof, you get some light. It's very economical and I like not having to spend the money on electricity. Well, it's a calm, cool, fresh morning here. Very nice. Yeah, and Keith cleaned up the mangoes yesterday. We have about 3 freezer bags of mangoes, 6 freezer bags of bananas, and we haven't even started yet with the avocados. Whew, they haven't been started. We're not able to pick those yet. They're not quite ready. They're looking beautiful, although a few of the avocados have dived off of the tree and have landed in the yard. A lot of them are little black seedy ones, so, you know, those were destined to fall down and go, yuck. But the smaller ones, we've tried to gather a few of those, but every time we cut them open, they're not quite, yeah, not yet. So, today's Wacky Wednesday, and I am about ready to hit the gymnasium. Hope you all have a wonderful day, and I will speak to you, hopefully, goodness, Jerry and Yaz willing, tomorrow. So, back to you in the studio!
About the stars in the sky and a
There we go. That is Joel Akins and Birds and the Bees. And that is our sex education for today.
There you go. That's nice.
What?
Good morning.
Who said that?
Your guest. Am I a guest? Is that a...
No.
Your second?
No.
What's
no.
the call?
You know, what time did you get in here this morning?
Early, like at 7:50.
Yes, it was early, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yes, it was.
I cannot, like, I'd rather be early than late. And traffic
Speak for yourself.
I'm just saying. Yeah. I'm just saying. You know. But traffic is unpredictable in this country, so I'd rather be early than late.
Do you have far to travel?
I do. Well, no, not really. The thing is, every inch of my travel is covered in traffic, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I come from Alto del Golf, so...
Oh, okay. Well, that's a fair way.
The what?
So, you know, you've got to get across town.
Yes.
A little bit.
A little bit. I gotta cross Corredor Sur a little bit, a little last step. I gotta go through that street and Alto del Golf that gets jam-packed. I normally do not take that street at all. I go down Lefebvre. But it's all jam-packed. Like,
do you drive, or...?
No, I roller skate here.
It's going to be a long morning.
I use my unicycle. I just go.
Right. So this morning you turned up early.
I did.
But you didn't have your spiel about the movie you went to watch.
I did not write my review down on paper.
So how are we supposed to review your review if you haven't reviewed your review to send to us for reviewing?
That was a lot of reviews. You're gonna have to listen today, which is different.
It's disappointing.
Yeah, it's a little different.
So what did you go and see?
The Harry Potter new film, the Fantastic Beasts: The Secrets of Dumbledore. Are you a fan of Dumbledore?
Yes and no. I mean, I enjoyed the.
Have you seen the films?
Yes, I've seen the movies.
Okay. Yeah.
No, I enjoyed them.
Are you a fan of J.K. Rowling? And her whole thing?
Well, I'm a fan of Harry Potter. I mean, I don't... Because I'm not really sure what she's done, which has been more... I don't think she's...
She's become political.
She's... Oh, has she?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
I think she's taking stands on stuff that she has no business taking stands on.
Oh, it's like the Oscars?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough.
Super fair.
All right.
Super fair. But yeah, and she's trying to go in new directions. For example, now she's writing scripts. She wrote the scripts for all this series of Fantastic Beasts, and she wrote the theater play of the Cursed Child, and she's trying to get into more mediums, I guess, instead of just books. And it does seem like she should stay in her lane a little bit. Like, I think her best is book writing, and you can tell by these movies.
Mm-hmm.
By the end result of these movies. And I know a lot of Harry Potter fans in my life, and they're not fans at all of these last three films. They really do not like them.
Oh, including this one?
Including this third, yes. Yes, they're not fans.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I honestly have never read the books. I have seen the movies, and I was a big fan of the Harry Potter movies coming in. But these movies have always been a little disappointing, I gotta be honest, to me.
And this one?
As well, a little bit.
Okay, well, that's wrapped up the review for today. What are you going to be looking at this week?
No. Let's get into it. Let's get into it a little bit. People want to know why I feel I'm disappointed.
You think so?
I think so. I think people are really interested and invested in this conversation right now.
Nobody's ever said that to me before.
All the time. I get that all the time. People are like,
you too?
I am so invested in your segment. And I'm like, thank you. Jerry is so appreciative of it.
Right. Okay. tell us a bit about the movie.
Anyways, directed by David Yates. Again, he has been directing the Harry Potter films, I think, since the last two of the original series. Like, he is the go-to guy director for this. It is starring Jude Law. Matt Mikkelsen takes over Johnny Depp in the villain role. And Newt Scamander is played by... I don't even remember his name at this point, but I'm not a fan. He played Stephen Hawking in the movie, The Theory of Everything. Won an Oscar for it. I hate him.
Why?
I didn't like that he won that award for that.
Why?
Because I think
Because you didn't think he was deserving?
Correct. I think Michael Keaton had a better performance than him. And he had a biopic with a character that obviously has a terrible ailment, and it's a lot easier to get to that point in acting when you have to just play Stephen Hawking. It's much more difficult playing a character and getting the audience super involved in that character and the character's story and the character's arc. That is much, much more difficult to me than just like, okay, I'm going to play Stephen Hawking.
So you don't think it's difficult becoming Stephen Hawking? You just go around in a wheelchair and speak with a computer voice?
It is not that difficult for any good actor, no. That's my take. Yeah. That's my take. But Eddie Redmayne, thank you. Eddie Redmayne.
That's right. I
got there in the end. Yeah. Eddie Redmayne, Jude Law, and Matt Mikkelsen taking over for Johnny Depp.
And you didn't think he deserved
that Oscar? No. I did not.
Wish somebody would slap me around the face.
I'm just saying. I've been looking around. Nobody wants to.
Who was it who made a comment? Oh, Jay Leno made a comment on that. I saw it on a YouTube video the other day.
About the slap thing?
The slap, yeah.
Oh, interesting.
But he said, funnily enough, it's not so much the slap that worries me. It's what's behind it. The man has issues.
That's what we have been talking about, then. It's more than a slap.
And I said, I don't care what anybody says, these open relationships don't work.
Agree.
So that was Mr. Leno. Right. So shall we talk about the movie?
You want to do the plot? I sent you a nice juicy plot today.
Yeah, you sent me about a page and a half.
It's a page and a half. It's a dissertation.
But you sent it. But normally I get it early and I can read through it.
Oh, I was super responsible today. I'm sorry.
This has got a lot of big words in it.
It is. It does. I believe in you. It's in British, though.
Oh well. Okay.
Here we go. Oh, was that turned off?
No. I wish.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice.
Oh, I'm prepared.
Oh, I see that. I love it.
Professor Albus Dumbledore knows the powerful dark wizard Gellert Grindelwald is moving to seize control of the wizarding world. While unable to stop him alone, he entrusts a magizoologist, Newt Scamander, to lead an intrepid team of wizards, witches, and one brave muggle baker on a dangerous mission where they encounter old and new beasts, a clash with Grindelwald's growing legion of followers. But with the stakes so high, how long can Dumbledore remain on the sidelines? Warner Brothers Media release. What was that for?
What's the little bit at the end? We're sponsored by Warner Media.
Right.
There you go.
I told you it was going to be a long morning.
There you go.
That was very good, seeing as I hadn't read it before.
You nailed it.
I didn't.
It was like being with J.K. Rowling and herself.
Especially the Warner Brothers Media release bit. I thought that was very apt.
We're going to get a nice check for that, yeah.
Okay. So that's it, I've done.
There you go, good job. Let's talk positives first.
Oh, there's more?
Yeah, we got to do some positives and some negatives, as we always do. So, positives first. Mm,
okay.
I got to be honest, it's the end of the series. I'm kind of happy about that. Let's get over it. Let's get it over with. It was a satisfying ending, in my opinion. I think satisfying to a point, but the movie had a little bit of a spy feel to it, which I enjoyed. It is them against the world, and it's a ragtag team, and they're going against the grain, which is always fun to watch. I think Jude Law is fine as Dumbledore. I think he is missing a little bit of the gravitas Dumbledore had in the original.
I think that's Latin.
That is Latin.
I'm very impressed.
It's attraction. Thank you.
I didn't know you were educated.
I try.
Very.
But anyways, yeah, Dumbledore.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I feel Jude Law missed a little bit about what made Dumbledore amazing, played by Richard Harris at the beginning. It's that thing that you cannot look away. He's such a leader, and I don't feel Jude Law has that presence in this movie. It is super tough. In all three movies, there are different teams and different characters, and they keep changing them. The team, the heroes per se, most of them at least, One of the things that made Harry Potter so big was that these three characters, were the same kid growing up throughout 8 years of films, or 20 years of films, or whatever it was. In this movie, yes, they'd keep Eddie Redmayne as the central figure, but the team around him keeps changing and changing and changing. The only character that doesn't change is the one you mentioned, the Baker, Jacob Kowalski, and he at the end of the series, because he was never changed and the audience actually went through his arc, I believe it's the character that people more connect with, and people are more like, oh, I'm glad he had this ending, because every other character was just like introduced an hour ago, and you're supposed to root for him, or you're supposed to like really have emotional bond with this character, and it doesn't happen, and because they kept changing that team.
Eddie Redmayne, didn't he play Stephen Hawking?
Newt Scamander, who cares about Stephen Hawking?
Well, you just said you're talking about, but he was...
Newt Scamander. His character is Newt Scamander, the lead in Fantastic Beasts, which, by the way, it was supposed to be at the beginning a story of this author of this book in Harry Potter franchise called Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. The movie ended up being something... the series ended up being something completely different. To the point that the first movie was called Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. Then that little title kept getting smaller and smaller and smaller. So at the end, this movie's technically called Fantastic Beasts, The Secret of Dumbledore. But if you watch the title in any poster, it says Fantastic Beasts in the top left corner of the title, very small, and in big letters, The Secrets of Dumbledore. So it just, it feels like the author had an idea at the beginning, and then it just completely, she went with where with people wanted to see, which was another Voldemort kind of figure, villain kind of situation. Even with the villain changed three times, technically. In the first one, it was Colin Farrell, in the second one was Johnny Depp, and in the third was Matt Mikkelsen. It's hard to get invested in those kind of changes, and I think the movie suffered from it. The other, I'll say, because it's there is positives. I think the movie moves well. I think there are really great and scary moments. Especially, I'm gonna qualify one where a character is in jail, and it's like a little bit of a jailbreak, and the guard is a huge like scorpion creature, and them escaping it is kind of thrilling. That was a little bit of a thrilling moment and scary moment because I'm super scared of scorpions. But other than that, the movie never really feels special. I think that's the main issue. They're trying to make a spy thriller and like give it a little Harry Potter moments that are like, eh, whatever. Let's move on from this. That's the thing. And to be honest, the box office felt it is the Harry Potter movie that has made the less money of all of them in 20, 30 years.
I haven't got anything to read. I normally follow on with what you're talking about, but I got. Karen, don't worry about me.
Don't worry about what?
Don't worry about. Was that the positives?
No, those were. It's a little bit of a combination because I'm. Going
I'm upset because I'm getting confused between the positives and the negatives.
Super fair.
I mean, I don't even have your summary, your final comments.
I'll go. Another positive: the relationship between Queenie and Jacob Kowalski, I always find it endearing. It is the only real romantic relationship throughout the film franchise, and it has a beautiful arc. I think that moment from the beginning of the franchise in the first movie to the second movie where you have the heartbreak moment, and the third where you have the ending of that relationship is really gratifying. I think that's a great positive. That combination of characters is
well,
really
you know,
endearing.
It's not the only one because Noah had one as well.
Who had one?
Noah.
Who the hell is Noah?
He's the guy who had a beautiful arc. You know? Anyway, let's have a piece of music. Liven things up a bit. Next time, write your script.
There you go.
Okay. Okay. We're going to let's say a very good morning to Ashley. Good morning to you. It says, good morning, Jerry, Yasmin. He included you in this as well, yeah. Hey. Sorry, are we interrupting you?
Yes, sorry. Yeah. I thought you were going to music.
Yeah, no. Ashley included you.
Oh, thank you, Ashley. Yeah.
Pay attention.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Good morning, Jerry, Yasmin, Andreas, and all your faithful listeners. That was plural.
There you go.
Happy hump day today. And requesting
Milli Vanilli.
Milli Vanilli. We can do Milli Vanilli. Come along, sing along.
I do not sing like Milli Vanilli.
Nobody does. Well, somebody does.
Somebody did, not them.
Yeah, but not Milli Vanilli. Yeah. Keep an eye on the time. We are 23 and a half minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. Don't forget, if you missed the news today, we do have it for you at 9 o'clock this morning. And we're with Andreas. Of course, it is Wednesday, WTW. Welcome to Wednesday. Andreas has been looking at a movie, which I don't have written down, and it's a long title.
WTW, I've never heard that acronym. Is that thing?
Is that because you've never listened to this program in 12 years on a Wednesday?
You use that WTW a lot? Really?
I do. I use it a lot. I use it every week, one day a week.
Can somebody verify that? Is that a verifiable thing?
Yes, man. Remember what to say, okay? Do we say WTW every week?
Yes, I know.
Yeah, they are.
Oh,
you see,
God, it feels.
You know, if you listened occasionally,
I'm telling you that seems brand new, and I liked it. I enjoyed it. I'm going to use it in my life.
No, you know,
I'm going to use it every morning.
It's copyright. Copyright. Yes, copywritten. Yeah. Okay. Anyway. WTW. Welcome to Wednesday. I say MTW too.
Well, Mondays.
Monday to welcome. Right, so have we done, I mean, we did a jumble, we did a bit of a Dumbledore of positives and negatives.
We are talking Fantastic Beasts and the Secrets of Dumbledore. I do apologize because I did not write the review down on paper, so I'm having it in my head a little bit. So let's do another positive, my friend. The fights, the wand fights. Are you a wand fight kind of guy? Like, you enjoy some good wand fights?
I don't have a wand.
You shouldn't repeat that on radio.
I have a saber.
A saber.
A lightsaber.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Got it. Anyways, the wand fights are super fun. I think the special effects, every time they get better, and they obviously think of new spells these wizards can do and stuff. But, again, it's more of the thing I said before, that they're trying to do a political thriller or spy kind of movie.
Mm-hmm.
With the backdrop that it's in a magic world, and it kind of, they mean very little, the wand fights. In one particular, there's one character that at the beginning of the series, he was super important. He was the objective. He was like a treasure people would find.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the series, how it ends, it's very meaningless character. It has a very, like, whatever arc. Yeah, I guess it's gratifying that he got an ending, but again, it's one of those things that I feel they pivot throughout the entire series, trying to see what the audience wanted, instead of just doing what she did in Harry Potter. In Harry Potter, she wrote something in her mind, she had an obvious arc for what she wanted to do, and if people enjoyed it, well, good for them. In this one, in this film franchise, she kept pivoting to trying to give the people what they wanted, and that normally never works out. I have to say, the imagery in this movie is fantastic. Like, they did that really well. It became a worldwide movie. Before, Harry Potter was always based in England. It was always an English school. In this movies, they go all around the world. You see all different kind of countries and their magical worlds, and it's kind of fun. It's kind of interesting. I have to say, it widens the scope a little bit. Another interesting thing that I'm not sure if it's a positive or negative, you can tell me, but it obviously takes a huge inspiration in the famous dictators and tyrants from our past. I'm talking the Lenins, I'm talking the Hitlers. It does take on that imagery. It takes on that leadership. Way in which the villain is trying to become a Hitler, is trying to become a Lenin, and these are the allies, these are the heroes, are the guys trying to stop this.
Where are they today? I mean, we need them right now. Where are they?
Who? The heroes?
We've got another guy who wants to be a Stalin or a Lenin or a Hitler. So
it's a great point.
Where are they? I mean, come on.
They're called Ukrainians.
They're busy traveling. They're busy traveling around the world. That's the problem.
I guess so. Now it's all. But yeah, this movie takes a lot of inspiration, and I don't know if people are okay with it because it lacks originality. I guess we've seen this movie many times in real life and in movies. So maybe that's why so many fans are upset with the film franchise, because it lacks a little bit of the great originality Harry Potter was.
Okay, but is it, it sounds to me like a movie I'd probably quite like to watch.
I think you might enjoy it. I think it's a nice thriller. I think it goes on for too long. It's about 2 hours and 20 minutes. There's even a whole section where at the end you're like, what was the point of all this? And I'm talking about an hour full of movie. You're like, why did they this? Did they do this specifically? What was the purpose of it? I didn't really understand it. There wasn't real goal or any positive outcomes of this mission they go at the beginning of the movie. And again, it feels weird. The movie feels like it is just a Pandora's box of just let's pick a bunch of things and throw them at the wall and see what sticks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
There you go.
Renee says, by the way, Andres, get with the program. WTW is a thing.
It's a thing. Look at that.
You see?
Renee knows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She listens. Every day does Renee.
Every day.
And Mary Lou.
Mary Lou.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's with us as well.
Big fan.
Yeah, we had Felipe with us this morning as well. Ashley, of course.
And you guys are following.
We've got a following.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. They know what WTW means.
Good stuff.
I'm going to play a song. I'm just trying to work out which one. What do you fancy? Name me a song, see if I got it.
Give me a song. Give me a... Give me a little Matt Kearney. You got some Matt Kearney?
Who?
With the double T. M-A-T-T. Matt Kearney. K-E.
I got Matt Monro.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
I got Matt Bianco.
I don't know who that is.
Mm-hmm. Let me see, what other Matts have I got? Matt Monro, yeah.
With a K. You're looking for the K.
I'm looking for a K.
Yeah, you don't have it.
No, I don't know. No.
Okay. Fair enough.
No, I've got Matthew Sweet.
You're missing that one.
Mm-hmm. I got Redmond. It must be Eddie's brother.
Let's go with that one.
What is it? Let me see. Matt
Redman, yeah.
Okay, I've never heard this. Let me see if I've ever...
I don't know, but I like the title.
Okay, but I've never played it, so let's see what it is.
Oh my God, here we go.
If I don't like it, it's your fault.
Fair enough.
Take all I have in these hands and multiply. God, oh that I am, and find my heart on the altar again. Set me on fire, set me on fire. Oh, take all I have in these hands and multiply. God, oh that I am, and find my heart on altar again. Set me on fire, well, set me on fire. Here I am, God, arms wide open. Pouring out my life, gracefully broken. My heart stands in awe of your name. Your mighty love stands strong to the end. You will fulfill your purpose for me. You won't forsake me. You will be with me. Here I am, God. I surrender.
There we go, Matt Redman. Gracefully broken.
There you go. And that's a Christian rock song.
It was just sort of pick it off the playlist. Well, we didn't have a playlist. We just picked it out of the library. So there we go.
I think you nailed it. I think you chose
it,
right.
It was a nice song. It comes to be nice because we had a lot of monsters in the movie. So.
There's a lot of creatures. It's called Fantastic Beasts.
Yeah. So what's coming up this week?
I'm excited.
Is there much being released at the moment?
There's not a ton of stuff, but I know, for example, I know me and Jasmine have been looking forward for a Sandra Bullock movie.
Mm-hmm.
Is that coming out this weekend, Jasmine? Do you know?
No, I don't know yet.
She's too busy going to the movies.
I know. She goes much more.
She went last night. Yeah, she went to movies last night.
What'd you go see?
Dyson's Run.
Dyson, which one?
Dyson's Run.
I have no idea what that is.
It's a movie.
It's for the autism month.
Interesting. I have no idea.
I haven't heard
of that movie.
You've been very blinked.
Is it good?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. We love it, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, very. I mean, you know, you went to see Sonic the Hedgehog and you didn't go to see this one.
I went to see that because you told me to go.
Well, you had no choice.
I know.
I like to see you suffer.
I know. But this movie, I really hope the Sandra Bullock movie comes out because it looks really fun. It's light. It's a romantic comedy with Channing Tatum, Sandra Bullock as a little. I think it has a little bit of Brad Pitt cameo there.
Mm-hmm.
It looks fun. I think me and Jasmine are looking forward to that movie. Right, Jasmine?
Yeah. Let me check.
Here we go. We're checking. The
okay. Nice. Anyways, we're checking.
We're checking.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, we were talking before the show. The new Netflix show, Anatomy of a Scandal, British show.
Oh, yes, you mentioned that.
I think you're going to be into that, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
No, it only came out, I think, last week. I mean, I'm not like you. I don't have a lot of time to sit down and do nothing.
Yeah, of course.
You know, I have
all the time to spare.
You know. No, it does look interesting. I mean, from the trailer, it looks quite interesting.
Looks fun. It looks interesting. I think it's a great couple show. If you have a significant other, watch it with them. You might enjoy it. You're going to have different takes on it. I'm sure,
talk about Netflix. They're losing a lot of subscribers.
Oh, yeah. That was the big news yesterday. 26% their stock fell. 26% because they lost 200,000 subscribers in quarter one. And they're expecting around 1 million for quarter two.
Well, they've lost 700,000 in Russia.
That's ridiculous.
By pulling out of Russia.
By the way, big little thing with them. They are finally caving in, and they're going to have a cheaper ad-supported version of the service.
Mm-hmm.
They did not. They always said they never were going to do that, but the competition was tough, man, and their stock is completely connected to the amount of subscribers they get. That's how these streaming services works and their stocks. And they're caving in. They just announced they will release an ad-supported tier.
But you see, the thing is, I don't find it to be overly expensive anyway for what you're getting. When I've got 100-odd channels of TV, which I'd probably watch five.
Yeah, right? But the thing with them is, they are quantity, not quality. At least lately, it has been that way a little bit.
On Netflix?
Yes, and
I don't know. They seem to be going off a lot now with documentaries, which I quite
I love those.
Quite like.
Yeah.
Have you watched the Jimmy Savile one?
No, is that good?
Yeah, it's he was a DJ in the UK back when I was a sort of kid.
Okay.
And he did Top of the Pops, all these programs. He was a bit weird, but he turned out just that they found that I think it was basically it all came out after he died. But because I've only just watched the first episode the other day. But he was one of the biggest paedophiles that we had, and he was in charge
Holy
of hospitals. He raised so much money. Everybody thought he was a saint. Nobody would touch him.
Jesus Christ!
And he was one of the biggest paedophiles that we ever had.
I gotta check it out. I love me some true crime documentaries. I think Netflix has a quantity issue. They need to make more quality products. And to be honest, it's not so much TV shows. It's mostly their movies.
Mm.
They have been in the last couple of years, and if you get to see their marketing, it's all about the amount of movies they bring in. We bring in a brand new movie every week. That's their whole gimmick. Oh, brand new movie. But most of these movies come and go.
I'd like to see them concentrate on the series.
I think
some series they've done, And then they just didn't do another one. And you're thinking, well, you know, why? What happened with that?
Which is funny. One of the things Netflix is known for and was known for was their TV shows, their House of Cards, their Stranger Things. Those are the big hits for them. But suddenly they really wanted.
Was Breaking Bad one of those?
No, they got big because of Netflix, but they're not a Netflix property. But for example, they have been chasing the whole studio. They want to be considered a movie studio. That's their big goal.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they need to pivot back to being, we are a TV studio, and we're going to make great TV. We're going to make. They need to be HBO. They cannot be Warner Brothers.
Just quickly before we go to the news, one thing, you know, talking about that and. You see, this is one thing I hate about TV. AXN was a channel I used to watch
that,
a lot.
Yeah.
And then they had that series, the one where the plane crashed and Lost.
Yeah,
Lost. And okay, it was fine. But it was a long series. It was,
yes,
yeah,
very long.
Yeah. And then the only thing you could ever watch on AXN was this goddamn Lost. They ran it for year after year after year. I wrote to them and said, you got nothing else?
You wrote to them, really?
I wrote to them and said, you got nothing else? They said, well, if you don't... Basically, they said, well, if you don't like watching it, watch some... Good luck with what you're going to watch.
They responded
that
to
was that? That was their attitude.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Their attitude. Well, if you don't like it, watch something else. But, I mean, come on. It was played and played.
Wow.
And it's not as if it was something that, you know, well, it's 10 episodes. This thing went on for on and on and on. And they just kept repeating and repeating and repeating. And that's what really pees me off about this. It's like, you know, got all these programs with CSI and all whatever.
Yeah.
And it's just repeat after repeat after repeat. You see, these people, they don't deserve it because they don't do what Netflix they do. They don't bring out new stuff. This is why this type of TV will die.
Remember, AXN is not a studio. AXN is just a
Sony.
I don't know who. No, I think
it's Sony.
Well, but does AXN still exist? I don't think all linear cables are going to die. Like everything, it's just that's going to.
But that's
die,
also
really.
You know, really miss, you know, they weren't bringing it. They did this. They thought this would do us for another couple of years, and it was just repeated and repeated.
They do reruns of TV shows.
And then if you were lucky, you got a day where they do a whole day of it as a recap.
They would do marathons. Yeah.
Time for us to go.
Take care, my friend. All the best.
All right. Good luck, and all being well, you'll be with us next week.
Yes, hopefully.
All right, on time.
All of us, yes.
Okay, with the script.
With the script.
Okay.
Take care.
Always great to have Andreas with us. Andreas Clementi with this week's movie review. Time, boys and girls, we're just a minute after 9.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block, they've got your back.
What's up? Your car won't start, you can't travel and breaks your heart. Valet Motors will fix it or get the parts. Just call 6431-0419 and your car will be fine with Valet Motors.
Valet Motors.
Sometimes when this place gets kind of empty, sound of their breath fades with the light. I think about the loveless fascination under the Milky Way tonight. Lower the curtain down in Memphis. Lower the curtain down, alright. I got no time for private consultation under the Milky Way tonight. Wish I knew what you were looking for. Might have known what you would find. And it's something quite peculiar. Something shimmering and white. It leads you here, despite your destination, under the Milky Way tonight. Wish I knew what you were looking for. Might I know why? Wish I knew what you were looking for. Might I know what you will
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
I never thought that it was possible. softly played for us. While angels beckon us to pray, in heaven this is undeniable.
Go. First of those two was The Church and Under the Milky Way. Time on The Breakfast Show, 24 minutes, and that's after the 9 o'clock. We're on 89.3 Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. This one, Call Me When You Get to Heaven, that comes from the Mavericks. After our next one, we're going to find out what's been happening or who was born on this day in music with Yasmin. But this comes from Bronski Beat. How many of you remember them? Jimmy Somerville doing the lead vocals. There we go. That's the Bronski Beat and Ain't Necessarily So. You're listening to The Breakfast Show, 89.3. And I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go and take a wander down the corridor to the Born on This Day department. Got so many departments, you know. Good morning, Yasmin.
Good morning again.
And how are we?
Oh, very good.
Good, 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 good. Yes, so we got rid of Andreas. What else? What's on the list next on the list? Born on This Day music. Couple of good ones.
Mm-hmm. The first one in 1951, Luther Vandross, American singer, songwriter. Luther Vandross, who scored the 1989 UK number 13 single, Never Too Much. First released in 1983. And the US number 10 and UK number 2 single with Janet Jackson, The Best Things in Life Are Free.
And this is the first one, Never Too Much, from Luther Vandross. There we go. Yes, Mr. Luther Vandross, born on this day back in, gosh, that was about back in 1951, I think. Yes, we said that's...
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
He's younger than me, yes.
Mm-hmm. And the other one, too.
Yes, thank you. Yes, a lot. A lot. I don't think his dad was, though, but tell us about it.
Uh-huh. In 1972, Stephen Marley, from Ziggy Marley and the Melody Makers, who had the 1988 UK hit single Tomorrow People. The Jamaican-American musician is the son of Bob Marley and his wife Rita Marley. His 2011 album, Revelation PT1, The Root of Life, won the Grammy Award for Best Reggae Album in 2012.
And do you remember the track Tomorrow's People?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Well, you would. You're young.
Mm-hmm.
Me too. Ziggy Marley, Tomorrow's People. That's Ziggy Marley and Tomorrow's People. If you are keeping an eye on the time, by the way, we're 23 minutes and that's before the hour of 10 o'clock, so we've got time for a little bit more music this morning. Yes, what are you going to be doing for the rest of the day?
Well, tonight is the press conference of Gramo Dance.
Ah, that's right. Yes, you're going to that, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. But today, I mean, this time it's going to be at Cervecería Legítima.
Cervecería?
Yeah. So that's gonna
good idea.
Yeah, that's going to be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, they are going to present all the program that they are going to have this year. And we can taste some beers.
Well, with that, you'll be all right, won't you? Well, with that, tonight and tomorrow night, we're going to Mandinga Rum Tasting.
Oh, yes.
Life is terrible. You know, it's... How do we manage, Yasmin?
Yeah, I know.
You know, some people would say, you know, gosh, you get paid, but we don't. So, But yeah, that's going to be fun. Oh, enjoy that time. Give my best wishes to the people at Grammar Dance.
Of course I will.
Because there's a reason I can't go.
Mm-hmm.
Because today we got a birthday.
Yay!
I've left it for as long as possible because I know what he's like. He was out with a friend yesterday, probably too much tasting of everything. So I'm not sure if it's... I did send him a WhatsApp early this morning. It doesn't look as if he's ready yet. But anyway, I thought we'd get it in. Today is our co-producer's birthday. It's Neil's birthday
Yay,
today.
Yay, happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday to you. So we're going to do birthday songs, yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so anyway, you have a great day.
Thank you.
And say hello to everybody at Grammar Dance for me tonight.
I will, thank you.
And enjoy the beer.
Yes,
I will. Yeah, take an Uber. All right, take care, yes.
Bye.
And Neil.
Wishing you a very happy birthday with the music you love.
Oh, yeah.
We sing happy birthday to you. And may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
Happy birthday going out to our co-producer Neil this morning. Nice to have him with his birthday here in Panama as well. And big thanks to Mary Lou for sending birthday wishes as well with lots of fireworks.
You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, baby, I know it. You want my love and feeling. Oh, that love and feeling. You lost that love. There's no welcome look in your eyes when I reach for you. Though you're starting to criticize little things I do, it makes me just feel like crying. Cause baby, something I'd get down on my knees for you. If you would only love me like you used to do, yeah. We had a love, a love, a love you don't find every day.
Unmistakable sound, isn't it? Yes, the Righteous Brothers, and You've Lost That Loving Feeling. And before that was Donna Summer and I Feel Love, the Aurora and Sister Bliss mix. Time on the Breakfast Show, we're 5 minutes away before I wrap up for the day. It's a good time to squeeze one, possibly two in. Starting with this one from the Four Tops.
Take my hand.
see what that one came off the album. The same name, Still Waters, Run Deep, The Four Tops. That was released back in March of 1970. Time for a bit of this, taking us out of the program. Mamas and Papas and California Dreaming. We go, Mamas and Papas and California Dreaming. And the time, well, it's time for me to say ta-ta and leave the studio for today. Oh, there's Lala. Late as usual. Right. Big thanks this morning goes to Andreas for this week's movie review. And also to Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio for this day in music, born this day. And to our intrepid outdoor reporter, Ingrid. To, of course, our co-producer and happy birthday boy, to Neil Danby. Boys and girls of Grupo Grado, keep us up and running. As always, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on the program. Listen to that. There we go. Anybody would think we were strangling the parrot, but we're not. It's normally like that. I'll be back with you tomorrow morning, 6 o'clock. Whatever it is you're doing between now and then, please do it carefully. All right, I want to be talking to you. Not talking about you. For me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D. Produced by Yasmin Quiroz. Co-producer, Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.